It's stupid.
It's pointless.
It's irrelevant.
It's Things That Matter with Mike and Nev. Welcome to the show, everybody. It's Things That Matter with Mike and Nev. I'm Nevin Barish. He's Michael Feldman. Things That Matter with Mike and Nev can be found exclusively at mikeandnev.blogspot.com. Now, Mike, the holidays are behind us. It's our first podcast of 2009. You okay there?
Yeah.
Did you hang okay?
It's all right. Oh, you hit the microphone.
I did hit the microphone.
Oh,
you know,
boy. We're a little close quarters today, everybody. we're doing this in a new venue.
Well, that's what happens when you have like the little $20 microphones
I know.
There's a possibility of actually hitting it, you know, since it's
that's true.
It's kind of, you know, Amazon.com's best.
It's a good way to start the new year. Yeah, that's right.
Sign of things to come. So, but the holidays are behind us, and I don't know about you, but over the last couple of holiday seasons, I've been getting these mass holiday text messages. Mm. It used to be the mass emails that you get, like someone would say, you know, Merry Christmas, everyone, send all, you know, 180 of his closest friends. Now, it's 180 of his closest friends on his cell phone. And I'm just getting these guys crazy text messages. And for me personally, it's kind of weird.
It's a little weird. You know, I not only have been getting mass text messages, I've been getting, like, spam. Like, holiday spam.
Holiday text spam.
Which is really weird.
That one
I'm not used to. That one, you know, I'll be honest. I actually was not much of a texter when I first got cell phones. Like, I didn't do it much. You know, it was just like, it was just a thing my friends did. I never did. But I've become, you know, semi-major texter.
Not something I got into.
No.
You know, my friends dabbled.
I
kind of stayed away.
That's right.
I was a designated non-texter for the group.
Well, yeah. But, you know, whatever. But I have to admit, it's like all these new things now. Like the mass spam things or whatever. I'm not used to it.
Well,
it's weird.
And it's what's funny. It's like it's been transferred from email to the cell phone.
Right.
You know, we're basically taking the same idea, and we've just made it either more convenient or inconvenient, depending on your outlook.
Of course, the big difference is that texting, I mean, you would think, unless it's unlimited text messaging, like those plans or whatever.
I suppose.
I was just saying, like 180 friends or something.
That's a lot.
That's a lot of texting.
It is.
I mean, that's like I think I'm on like a 400 messages a month plan.
And it costs you to receive them, too.
You know, that's the thing.
Mm-hmm.
So that
adds up.
So watch, you know, guys, I know, you know, they always preach things like, you know, like watch your drinking, you know, watch your drug intake, all that stuff during the holidays. Watch your texting.
Mm-hmm.
It can add up fast.
You put the factors together and dangerous things can happen.
That was good.
Yeah, top of my head.
Wow.
Speaking of the holidays, one of the big traditions every year is the New Year's Day Rose Parade.
Yes.
I don't know about you. I just find it completely boring. I'm not a parade person in general.
Oh, man.
I see it on Channel 5 every year, KTLA for you people outside of California.
Yes.
And it just puts me to sleep time and time again. And there are people who actually will go to it, you know, once, twice, or multiple times. You know, they get there either at 6 a.m. If they want to get there in the morning, or if they want to pick out a best spot, they'll actually camp out the night before. And, you know,
the night before is New Year's Eve.
Let's think about that.
They spend the New Year, I mean, like the stroke of midnight, camped out.
You're right.
On what is it? On Colorado or something?
I think so.
Yeah, on Colorado Boulevard.
Wow. It never crossed my mind.
To watch roses. Like floats made of roses go down the street.
Who cares? Honestly. It's big, slow-moving carts of flowers. That's really what it is. Slow, big, moving carts of flowers.
I mean, you know, it's like, good job.
Yeah, you know, it's nice.
You can do it. I mean, that's cool. I'm also in awe of, like, guys who can make, you know, however, like, tall those cakes are, you know, with all the crazy detail.
Which I think are also, to me, is even more
It's all good. I mean, the cakes are a little better because you can eat them.
True. You really can't eat the flowers.
It just bores me.
I mean, I don't really know how this thing keeps going on year after year after year. And what if it rains? Did it rain one time a few years back?
Well, yeah. I mean, see, the thing is it's such perfect. I mean, I think we brought this up in a podcast before. The thing about like the perfect weather and everything, and how it's like it brings tourists, you know, to the, like, they watch it on TV and they bring tourists.
Right.
You know, I mean, that's the thing. Like the Macy's, you know, Thanksgiving Day Parade in New York is a big spectacle thing, and like, who cares? But it's also funny because there's weather going on right then. So, you know, there have been things like the floats have blown away. Mm-hmm. You know, it doesn't happen in the Rose Parade.
No,
it's
true.
It's perfect weather.
It's
so
true. So in the
it's even more boring. It's even like,
it's true. There's like nothing to watch because you know that's going to happen.
Right.
The sun's shining.
Like, right. You just know there's going to be some, like, you know, lame grand marshal of the thing.
Who was it this year?
Cloris Leachman.
Oh, my God. He's serious.
I know. She even, and you know what's
is she
better?
Still alive?
Apparently. She actually apparently stood up the whole time.
Wow.
That's impressive. I don't know if I could do that.
You know, she flipped the coin.
Yeah.
At the Rose Bowl game. And I do have to give her props because USC, my team, did win the coin toss.
Yes, she did a good job there.
And it should be noted that USC's one loss just this year came in the game where they lost the coin toss. So for that, I thank her. So as the Grand Marshal of this year's Rose Parade, she did her job. Congratulations. Good for you, Cloris. Appreciate all the help we can get. Now, we talked about holiday text messages. We talked about the Rose Parade.
Right.
And we hit upon this very a little bit last week about New Year's resolutions.
Yes.
But I came across one that I have to share. This is amazing. Apparently, Us Magazine asked a number of Hollywood stars what their New Year's resolution was. And Cameron Diaz, you know, obviously a major Hollywood star,
yes.
One of hers was that in 2009, she was going to start wearing a bra, which would naturally indicate that as of right now, she is not wearing a bra.
Neither am I.
Which is good to know.
Okay,
which may be
assuming you're not either.
No, and that might be a topic for a future podcast. But
we're men.
We are men.
And so
men don't wear bras. Cameron Diaz is a woman.
Yes.
A very attractive woman.
Yes.
With breasts.
Yes.
Does not wear a bra.
Interesting.
This is what I like about this. This is only the stuff that you will find at Us Magazine and Things That Matter with Mike and Nick.
That's right.
It's really, these are the important
topics.
You
know, they should hire us.
They really should.
We should be the official podcast of Us Magazine.
We really should.
That'd be great.
These are the important issues. Respects.
Wow. And you know, I mean, I'm just thinking about Cameron Diaz. You know, I think there's a small chance I mentioned this before in a podcast some time ago, but I have met Cameron Diaz.
You have?
I met her. This is a long story, but I'll shorten it just by saying I ran into her in a health food store.
No, when you say you ran into her, like, what part of your body hit which part of her body?
There
was no contact.
What happened was, to be honest, we were both waiting in line for the bathroom.
Okay.
And I was with friends.
Was she wearing a bra at the time? Could you tell?
This is the thing. I certainly was not. You know, I was not trying to be lascivious and see if she was...
Lascivious, good
yeah,
word.
Thank you.
Good
I love
word.
That word. But, you know...
First big word of 2009.
Woohoo! First extremely multisyllabic word. Anyhow, but, I mean, I'm just thinking about it. I certainly couldn't tell. It wasn't as if they were, you know, they were flapping about in the breeze or anything, you know, as she ran down the sidewalk towards us. You know, it's weird. I mean, I don't know. I mean, she's certainly not. She certainly could use a bra, right? I mean, I'm thinking about it. She's not just like flat chested. Is that true?
I still have the sidewalk image in my head right
now.
I'm
sorry. See, I'm just
take over a few minutes.
I'm just thinking about it. Well, yeah. Hold on. Let me reflect.
She's not small chested.
No, right. That's what I thought. So there is certainly a need.
Definitely.
There's certainly. I mean, support would be good.
Right. But not necessary.
Not necessary.
You know, I mean...
Listen, I am, as a red-blooded male, you know, I'm a fan when women don't wear bras when you get intimate, I have to admit.
Really?
Well, come on now.
Well, I mean, here's the thing.
Okay.
I mean, it's a good question. It'd be easy to say that, no, I'm not a fan of bras and I don't want to, you know, is this easier access, let's say.
Right.
I think in my younger days, my younger having trouble to take off the bra days, which, and it's funny, just a real quick note, the first time I was able to take off a bra, I felt a real sense of accomplishment.
Don't you feel that though?
It took me 15 minutes, but I was able to do it myself.
It's like, you know, it's like when you're, it's like for a young man, it's like when you make... It's like when you build something for the first time. It's like when you're playing with Legos or something, you know, or like you're building a train set.
And
you accomplish it.
It's a complete, you know, you've crossed over.
Right.
You know, you are...
Of course, the first time you undo a bra, it's a slightly... There's something else afterwards.
Well, right. There's more to it.
Yes,
so it's like level two, which quickly becomes level 3 and 4 and 5. But so in those days, you know what? No bra, cool. But... Now, I'm older, I'm wiser, I don't mind the bra so much. Because it kind of adds a little bit more to it. Because there's another layer to go past. You know,
this is true.
You know, I'm a fan of the marathon, not the sprint.
I understand completely. I would agree with that. I'm just saying preference-wise. Mm-hmm. Preference-wise, true. You know, I don't know. I like au naturel. Let's put it that way.
Fair enough.
That's a terrible pronunciation. No,
but,
anyways.
But you know, so really, you know, Cameron, bra, no bra, yeah, you know,
I think
it works either way.
You're still great.
Yeah, you really are. So we always encourage letters from our listeners, and you can write us in a couple of ways. Leave us a comment at mikeandnev@yahoo.com. Or write to us, leave us another comment at mikeandnev.blogspot.com.
Oh, yeah.
And this week's letter comes from Mizzy in Lexington, Kentucky.
Mizzy in Lexington,
Kentucky, who heard last week's podcast about New Year's, and we had some very strong things to say about New Year's. We talked about New Year's resolutions. We talked about what we considered to be the stupidity of the New Year's holiday. And Mizzy had some thoughts, and she writes, "Dear Mike and Nev, I think New Year's is just a holiday made so that adults can do anything they want, like get drunk and sing with their friends. I like the idea, celebrating the New Year with families and friends, but just like Christmas, it's become one of those holidays that more or less the greeting card industry makes up just to get money. Do you know how much money the drugstores and liquor stores make on New Year's alone? Much more than Walgreens makes around Halloween. That's how much." And that's from Mizzy in Lexington, Kentucky.
Wow.
Now, Mike, I understand what Mizzy's saying about when the greeting card companies make up holidays. I don't think they made up Christmas. I think that was already there.
I hope.
Yeah. I mean, they made up Valentine's Day.
Right.
New Year's okay, but Christmas is not a Hallmark holiday.
Well, yeah. I mean, that's true. And by the way, everyone, if you heard the little kids outside, they agree with us.
They agree.
Yeah.
I mean, they're calling, you know.
Yeah. Christmas.
I consider them fans outside, by the way.
Oh, they are.
You know, yeah, obviously, you know.
Of course.
They're holding signs, I'm sure. I'm guessing. The blinds are closed, but I'm just going to assume. No, don't look. Okay. They are.
Okay.
Just assume. Trust in my judgment.
Yeah, I mean, yes, that's true. Christmas is not really one of those made-up holidays. I mean, there's a somewhat significant event, you know, that Christmas is
involving Jesus.
Yes. Jesus Christ, specifically. Well,
yes.
Okay.
Not Jesus Chavez. Okay.
Right.
Not
like Jesus.
Yeah.
Okay. Just want to make sure here. Okay. Anyways. Yeah. But New Year's. I mean, you know, the thing is, New Year's is at a different. You know, is different for different cultures too. You know, January 1st for us, but you know, you got Chinese New Year's. You know, what is that in February? I believe.
I think so.
Yeah.
I have no idea.
Yeah.
No,
something.
Jewish
like that.
New Year's, Rosh Hashanah,
right?
Which I think is in September.
Yeah.
Usually. Yeah.
So you know, it's like, I mean, it is a little bit arbitrary in that in that respect. And,
true.
You know, but good letter, Mizzy. Though.
Good letter, Mizzy. I love the name.
I do too.
I love the name, Mizzy.
I do too.
Mizzy makes you think of like moo-moos and pecan pie. That's just okay. Let's just end it there.
Yes, it does.
Well, then, that's going to do it for this week's episode of Things That Matter with Mike and Nev. Keep checking us out at mikeandnev.blogspot.com. For Mike, Mizzy Feldman, I'm Nevin Barich. Is it Things That Matter?